And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about his summer vacation plans is the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning, morning to you.
Morning.
Having fun. Hey, I just want to give you big congratulations on that podcast deal that you guys are doing. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
Congrats. Glad to see y'all branching out. One question, though. What's a podcast?
Ask your kids and grandkids. They'll tell you.
Well, I know. I know Jerry Jr. listens to some podcast about how to do phonics or something like that, but some educational thing that his little school makes him listen to.
Yeah.
And y'all know Veruca, my brand new half kid. Y'all know her, right?
Yeah, not a half kid, but yes, we know that. Her.
Yeah. She has a podcast, and she's wanting me to come on there and be a guest on her podcast. So I don't know if I'll do that. So y'all ought to check out her podcast if you can. I'll put a plug in there for it.
What's it called?
It's called Absentee Parenting Today with Veruca Half Jones.
Gosh. Half Jones?
Yeah, and she talks about her experiences with absentee parents. I don't even know what that means, but she's wanting to get me on there to talk about that and tell a Range Rover story.
Oh,
I bought her a Range Rover.
Yes, yeah, we've heard that.
That's one of the great things about being a billionaire is that you, instead of parenting a kid for 18 years, you can just buy them one vehicle when they're 16 and you're out of done. That's all that you need to do for them.
I don't know why you keep bringing it up. You keep trying to sweep it under the rug publicly. Why do you keep bringing it up here?
I know. Believe me, I should sweep more things under the rug. But speaking of rug, you seen my new one?
I don't think I have.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, platinum blonde. That's what I'm going with now.
Wow.
Okay.
Platinum blonde toupee. It's great. And y'all going, y'all doing something for the summer vacations?
Yeah, we're going to get out of town a little bit.
Yeah, then we'll be at training camp.
I know. I got to take the kids on summer vacation this week, too. We're loading up the station wagon and heading down to Port Aransas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's what billionaires do.
Is it?
That's what they do. Get down to Port Aransas. No, that's where the yacht is. We got
it. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, we normally keep it at Lake Grapevine, but Gene's wanting to show these kids some culture, so we're going to take the yacht over to Greece.
Y'all have
and show them where that musical was filmed.
Oh, okay.
Y'all have never had that yacht on Lake Grapevine.
That's where we keep it, yeah, Grapevine.
Okay.
We had to get it down to the Gulf. That was pretty tough doing that. But yeah, y'all going anywhere fun, I got a place to recommend to you if you need a destination.
Sure.
I'd like to recommend you vacation at the Star in Frisco. The Star.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Frisco these days.
We got a deal now where fans can head into the locker room while the team's in there and try on your favorite player's uniform while they wait.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't think it's distracting to our football operations at all.
It seems like it would be, but okay.
We had to delay our summer vacation because we had a graduation.
Yeah,
Jerry Jr. had his 7th kindergarten graduation.
Oh, come on.
Been through that program 7 times now. But it's paid off. He's learned 23 of the 26 letters of the alphabet.
Good for him.
He's getting there.
And football-wise, is old Jerry's favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
We haven't lost a game, so I can still sell the fact that we're relevant, that we're still in it.
Every year. Yeah,
That's right. Every year
people get suckered in, it seems like.
And, hey, George.
Huh.
You ready to start working for the Cowboys again?
Whoa.
Doing what?
How would it sound to you to make over $40,000 a year being a character called Rowdy at our game?
No, that's a terrible mascot, and I think I'm a little old for
you. You could make it fun. You could make Rowdy great again.
Hey, you love mascots, George.
I do, but not that one. No, I don't think so, Jerry.
Come on. You could tag team with Jerry Jr. He'll be the other Rowdy, and no one will know when it's you in the costume or when it's him in the costume.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a big interest. Sorry.
All right. Well, how about interest in a drinking game? You like to drink, right?
Sure.
You know our coach, as I call him, Black Shoddy. I sing a song about him. He relates to our players so well. I want you to play a drinking game. Every time the extremely white Shoddy tries to uncomfortably relate to black players, take a shot.
Think he'll be hammered at the end of the day?
Oh, my God. With the amount of mans and brothers. And, you know what I'm saying, bro? You'll get drunk in 10 minutes.
I think he's pretty good. I think he's going to be okay, Jerry.
I think he is, too. I like his enthusiasm, and I really like the fact that he never disagrees with me. That's his best quality.
That's always number one on your list for a coach.
That's his best quality. Everybody have a kick-ass summer. Go Cowboys.
Okay. All right. We'll see you. See you at training camp. There goes Jarrett.